Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate the presence of the Lord. Thank God. I want to say I appreciate the church here. Appreciate what God is doing in Perryton. Good to have those from Blair here tonight with us. And wanted to say I hadn't mentioned it yet in the revival, but I sure appreciate your giving. That's my least favorite part of preaching for anybody, is having an offering taken up for you. Brother Joey Height, Brother Joey Height said, you never look right. He said, if you're looking at the people, they think you're looking to see who's giving. And if you bow your head to pray, they think you're praying for more. Hallelujah. So you can't win for losing when it comes for that. But, boy, I sure appreciate it. And I certainly feel unworthy. And I'll tell you, my voice is giving me problems, obviously. But I don't know if I think Brother Jeff has really ruined me. We've laughed all week this week. And your voice just can't get better when you're laughing. And we have had a blast. I mean, we've had so much fun. And I don't know if you're allowed to I didn't know you were allowed to have this much fun during a revival. But we have had just a wonderful time. And such a hard worker Brother Jeff is. And efficient. I'll tell you what. Your pastor is an efficient worker. And we've really had a lot of fun working there together. But I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 17. Hallelujah. Book of Matthew, chapter 17. Thought I was going to preach from these scriptures the first night, and certainly felt like the Lord had given it to me for the revival, but seems like every morning the Lord would lead me another way, but this morning He has settled in my heart to preach to you from these scriptures. Matthew chapter 17, say amen if you're there. All right, we'll start reading in verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? This is the scripture I want to preach from. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hallelujah. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord bless His word and anoint me here tonight. I want to preach, if the Lord would help me, on filtered faith. Hallelujah. Jesus told His disciples here they could not cast out this demon because of their unbelief. Amen. He told them, if you simply had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain. Amen. And He was not, we preach obstacles often. Amen. And we can take a spiritual side to that. But Jesus was speaking literally. They were standing kind of at the base of the Mount of Transfiguration. And He pointed to the mountain, I believe, when He said it. Ye can say to this mountain. be removed, and it will be cast into the sea. Amen. It'll be removed hence unto yonder place. Hallelujah. How many know that we serve a mountain moving God? Hallelujah. He is a God of the impossible. He can do things that we cannot even dream of. Hallelujah. The Bible said, Paul writing to the church at Corinth, he said, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains. Amen. I believe that Paul honestly believed, amen, that if he needed a mountain moved, it could be removed. Amen. If he could muster the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. I read a story one time about children in an orphanage. Hallelujah. And it sounds like this mic's a little bit louder than it has been. And I'd appreciate if you'd bear with me. My voice is, I don't want to strain it too much. But I'll try to hold it out here. A book about an orphanage, hey man, out in England. And they had a mountain that was right behind their orphanage. And it would block the sun. The sun would rise and they wouldn't see the sun the whole day long. And it'd just peek over the mountain there finally, and they'd get a little bit of sunshine. And one day, one of the sisters there at the orphanage was, amen, teaching the children. And she said, read the scripture to them. And one of the children raised their hand and asked the teacher, said, do you think the Lord could move our mountain so that we could have sunshine? And all that teacher really didn't know how to respond to that. But she brought the children in to pray, and they began to pray that God would move their mountain. Hallelujah. The teacher had to leave for a short time, several days. Amen. And while she was gone, there came a knock at the door. Amen. It was the British government. Hallelujah. They needed some field dirt. And they knocked on the door, and they told the lady that was running the joint there. They said, we've come here to move your mountain. Amen. And all the children rejoiced. Amen. Knowing that God is a mountain moving God. Hallelujah. He is an omnipotent God. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. I tell you, he's a God. Amen. That can save the most vilest sinner. Amen. The one that you've written off. Amen. That's the one that God can save. Hallelujah. He's a God that can heal. Amen. When the doctors have said there's no hope. There was a preacher that used to come by our way. Amen. My dad pastors a Spanish church out in California. Amen. With the Assemblies of God. And there was a preacher that come by. Hallelujah. He was in a big group in Mexico, singing group. Hallelujah. Very famous. This life in the fast lane, amen, led him to live a life of promiscuity. Amen. His wife and children left him when he had asked her if he could move other women into the home. I mean, just a vile life, wickedness. Amen. This man was, amen, doing. Amen. And there he found himself contracting AIDS. Hallelujah. He was never a homosexual, but his life of drugs and, amen, promiscuity led to this great disease. Amen. And he was in the very last stages of AIDS. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody die of AIDS, but it is the worst. I mean, it is the absolute worst illness, amen, known to man, I believe. Hallelujah. At the very end of the stages, amen, they grow a white fur all over their mouth. Amen. The roof of their mouth, their tongue, they can't talk. Amen. They can't taste. They can't eat. I mean, just a wicked, wicked disease. Amen. But he was laying in the hospital bed, no doubt just days away from death. Amen. The doctors had told him there was just a few more days left. Amen. And he told the Lord, amen, in his just horrible state. He laid on that hospital bed and he said, Lord, I've never talked to you before, but if you will heal my body, I will preach your gospel. Amen. And I'll tell the world what you did for me. Hallelujah. This man was healed instantly. I mean instantly. Got up from the hospital bed, walked out of that room, healed by the power of God. Amen. And there's been literally thousands, amen, that have been healed and saved under his ministry. I want to tell you tonight, we serve a God, amen, who can move mountains. He is a God that can heal broken bodies. He's a God that can mend broken hearts. Oh, great God, we serve the God of the impossible. For he said, with men, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. He requires faith. Hallelujah. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. In Mark 11, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. That's just the kind of God we serve. Amen. There is no problem that you could have, amen, that God cannot solve. Hallelujah. One song said, amen, no problem that there's no solution. No infection that there's no cure. Amen. We serve a God, hallelujah, that can do all things. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. But Jesus gave us something here, amen, that I want to preach to you just for a little while. Hallelujah. He said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard, hallelujah, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place. Hallelujah. Amen. Anytime that you're mentioning the mustard seed, anybody ever seen a mustard seed? I mean, just itty bitty little, they make little keychains out of them. Amen. You can have a little thing with a mustard seed in there. Amen. It just, I mean, minuscule. Hallelujah. So anytime you're mentioning mustard seed, of course, there's a reference to the size. Hallelujah. In Romans 12 and 3, the Bible said, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, amen, not to think of himself more highly, amen, than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Hallelujah. He's given every man faith. Amen. Surely the size of a mustard seed, amen, wouldn't you think? Amen. The Bible said in Matthew 13 and 31, amen, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, amen, which a man took and sowed it in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. Amen. It is the smallest of all seeds. Amen. And so we know, hallelujah, that the mustard seed is very small. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to point something out to you. Amen. An older sister one time. Amen. Or I guess she wasn't, amen, that old. Sister Marge, she was only 84. Hallelujah. Amen. But she told me, she said, there's something more to that mustard seed, Brother Gonzalez. Amen. You've got to dig and find. Amen. And if you find it, come talk to me. Amen. And so I begin to, amen, search and begin to study. Hallelujah. I found a book called the Tosefta. It was a compilation of Jewish oral laws. In the scriptures, we have the written laws that God gave the Jews. Amen. But they had oral laws that were just simple little things that they did around. Amen. Around the community, around the, amen, tabernacle, around, amen, their village. Amen. And there was in this Tosefta a Jewish law, amen, that everybody that Jesus was speaking to would certainly have understood when he said this. Amen. In the Tosefta, it said as this, and I'm quoting, mustard seeds, even though they're planted as vegetables, they may not be planted in a garden. Hallelujah. It was a law. You could not plant a mustard seed in a garden because the roots of the mustard seed would begin to mix with everything else in that garden. If you had planted cucumbers, forget it. That mustard seed was going to choke them out. Amen. If you had planted potatoes, amen, that mustard seed wrap around that root, amen, and nothing would flourish, nothing would grow, amen. So there was a law. You had to plant it all by itself, amen. It had to be pure, amen. It had to be unmixed. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something here, hallelujah, tonight. Well, a lot of times we plant our mustard seed, amen, in the garden of unbelief, amen, right between the sprout of skepticism and the root of doubt, amen. And we wonder why, amen, our prayers are not getting through. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke to the disciples on the Sea of Galilee. Amen. I talked about it a little bit last night. Amen. The storm was raging. Amen. And Peter went and woke up the Lord. He said, Master, carest not thou that we perish? Amen. And the Lord got up and he rebuked them. Anybody know what he said? He said, oh, thou of little faith. Hallelujah. It was a rebuke. Amen. And he rebuked them with a reference to the size of their faith. Hallelujah. Surely they had the faith the size of a mustard seed. Amen. They were the mariners. They were the fishermen. Amen. That had been in the water all their life. Yet they went to the master. Amen. That's faith, isn't it? Amen. When Peter stepped on the water, amen, and began to walk on that water. Hallelujah. Oh, what a step of faith it was. Amen. But when he began to fail, amen, the Lord rebuked him and said, oh, Peter of little faith. Amen. I want to tell you, church, hallelujah, it's not enough to have faith. We've got
got to have pure faith. Amen. If you're doubting, hallelujah, it's going to choke out your faith. If you're unbelieving, it's going to choke out your faith. Amen. I want to tell you, church, amen, the disciples said, Lord, increase my faith. Amen. We need to, amen, cry that out to the Lord tonight. Amen. Remove all doubt. Remove all skepticism. Remove all unbelief. And let me believe your word for what it is. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:26, the Bible said, amen, Jesus said, why are ye fearful? Oh, ye of little faith. Hallelujah. He told Peter, oh, thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Amen. They had faith, didn't they? Amen. But there was unbelief. There was fear. Amen. Peter had faith, didn't he? But there was doubt. Amen. As he walked across the sea. Oh, great God, help me tonight. Amen. I read a story about a man, amen, that came to Jesus. Amen. He asked the Lord to heal his son. And the Lord said, he's healed. And the man cried out. Amen. With, I believe, just as sincere as he could. Amen. Maybe we'll cry out this way tonight. He said, oh Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. Hallelujah. Had to have the doubt out of there. Amen. Had to get the unbelief out of there. Amen. I was preaching, amen, in Sand Spring, Oklahoma, one time on a Wednesday night for Brother Wayne Holcomb. Hallelujah. We had a wonderful service. Amen. We went home and to wherever we were staying. Hallelujah. And there was we had my Madison. She's 5 now. She was 6 months old. And she began to cry about 8 o'clock at night. She was grasping at her diaper. Looking back at it, it was probably a urinary tract infection or something. Amen. Just dealing with experience now with a couple kids. But she's grasping at her diaper, screaming bloody murder. Amen. We finally went to bed, tried to settle her down. Amen. We fed her. We patted her. We, amen, shook her a little bit. We did everything, you know, you could do to get a baby quiet. She'd never be quiet. Amen. She was in a lot of pain. And my wife was asking me to take us to the hospital. The hospital was a good 30-minute drive. Amen. I had just preached. I just preached a message on faith. And so there I was. Amen. Like I said last night, the present peril right before me. Amen. I knelt down there on the side of the air mattress. Amen. I was beginning to pray. Amen. It was 10, 11 o'clock. Amen. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock rolled around. Amen. I was dozing in and out of sleep. Amen. Then Madison's screaming cry. Amen. Would jolt me back awake. And I'd remember I was praying. Hallelujah. And I was trying to get a hold of God. Amen. I told my wife, she'd, every hour, she'd, please, let's go to the hospital. She's in so much pain. We've got to do something. Amen. And so there I was. I told her, I'm trying to get a hold of the Lord. Amen. Why don't you pray with me? Amen. Maybe we'll get it. Hallelujah. And there we were. Amen. Finally, 6 o'clock in the morning, sun was rising. Madison's still crying. Amen. I told her, all right, let's get in the car. Amen. We'll go to Tulsa. Amen. We'll take her to the hospital. Hallelujah. We drove the 30 minutes. Amen. I was praying all the way. Amen. Lord, would you please help her? Amen. And as we begin to take the exit, amen, off the freeway there, I told the Lord, or the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, amen, just as clear as day, he said, she's healed. Amen. I just turned the car right around. Amen. We headed back to Sand Springs. She's healed by the power of God. Amen. It was months, actually years later. It's about 2 years later. Amen. We were in a Bible study. Amen. A sister in our church had been real sick for several months, and so we had a little service there in her home. Amen. And most of the church was there, and I was talking, amen, about that man who said this. Hallelujah. My wife spoke up and she said, started telling the story about Madison. I've never heard her tell this. Amen. She never mentioned it to me at all. Amen. But as we were getting off that on-ramp, amen, she uttered a cry from the depths of her heart and she said, Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. And the Lord said, she's healed. I want to preach to you tonight. We need help sometimes to get rid of the doubt. But the Lord is here to help you. He's a faithful God. He's a God of healing. He's a God that'll baptize. He's a God that'll save and deliver. Amen. We've got to believe him without doubting. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those disciples came to Jesus one time after he had been risen, just before he was going to go back and ascend into heaven. Amen. And the Bible said that they fell on their face and worshiped, some doubting. Hallelujah. Amen. They were wondering worshipers. Amen. And that's how we are sometimes. We come to the house of God. We raise our hands during the songs of Zion. We We worship the Lord, but in the back of our mind, we're wondering, amen, is God going to pull me through this? Is he going to heal? Is he going to save my children? We're worshiping, but we're wondering. I want to help you tonight. Amen. We've got to remove the doubt and believe God for who he is. Hallelujah. Brother Jeff said it last night. I don't know if he said it to her the other night. I don't know if he said it to me or if he said it here at church. He said, but we shouldn't have faith in God for what he's done. We should have faith in God because of his word. Amen. His word said he'd do it. Amen. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost if you really want it. Amen. There was something in me as I began to seek the Holy Ghost. Seemed like a doubt in there. Is this really for me? Can I ever get it? I prayed. Amen. But I've never gone through. I'd get close and go home disappointed. Amen. But one night at Raising City Camp Meeting, amen, the Lord began to bless me. I had stammering lips. Amen. And my cousin Jeff got in my ear. He said, don't be afraid. This is for you. And in a split instant, the doubt left. I believed the Lord. And I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Church, do you believe? Yes, I believe. But I need help with my doubt. Why don't you bring it to the altar? Why don't you take it to the throne and say, Lord, I believe you with all my heart. Hoshadada, you see. Hallelujah. Let's all stand our feet. Hallelujah. This is how Mark recorded. He said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea. And Mark said this, and shall not doubt in his heart. Oh God, hallelujah. Let's raise our hands all over this house and reverence the Spirit of the Lord. Can we worship him tonight believing? Oh, can you believe with all your heart? Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah. We believe him for so many things, but we don't believe him for our problems, do we? Amen. Oh, God, it's yours. Hallelujah. I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. Hallelujah. Why don't we move to these altars tonight? Amen. You have a need that you need God to help you with. Amen. Let's bring our doubt to the altar. Let's nail it to the cross and let the Holy Ghost have his way in our life tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, church. Let's come to these altars. Let's seek the face of God. The Holy Ghost has spoken directly to the church. Will you believe without doubt? Amen. The Lord has come to help tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, let's seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's find us a place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief, O God. Hallelujah. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the healing of God. Oh, I believe in the healing of God. I believe in the power of God. Oh, I believe in the power of God. Oh, I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the promises of God. Oh, I believe in the promises of God. Oh, I believe in the Word of God. I believe in the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I believe, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I believe in the deliverance of God. Oh, yes, I believe in the deliverance of God. I believe in the healing of God. I believe in the healing of God. Oh, yes, Lord, you are able, oh God. Thank you. Oh, thank the Lord. I believe in the power of God. Oh, yes, I believe in the power of God. Oh, yes, Lord. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of God. Don't ask me to. Jesus. Crossing the calm sea with Jesus. Disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless, we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him, said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, because you held on with all of your might, child, your cries have awoken the Master, and he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice, child, your cries have awoken the Master. It hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened with nowhere to run. By now your vessel is feeling. You're thinking that you'll surely drown. You've cried out for help from the Savior. You know that you can't give up now, because you prayed all night, because you held on with all of your might, child, your cries have awoken the master, and he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the master. Child, your cries have awoken the master.
Got it? E flat.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, would you hear my humble cry? Oh Lord, while on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Oh, and save me by, save me by thy grace. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Savior. Oh, my Savior. Would you hear my humble cry? Oh, and while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Why don't we stand on our feet? Let's sing this last verse again.
Oh, let me at thy throne of mercy find some sweet relief as I kneel in deep contrition.
Oh, sing it loud. Help my unbelief. Lord, would you help? Please help my unbelief.
Oh, yes, Savior. Oh, my Savior. Would you hear my humble cry? Oh, and while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Tell you what, I believe I can say with faith that our faith is built tonight.
Oh, help us,
amen. I believe the church is growing. Hallelujah. May not see a whole lot of new faces here. We do have more here tonight than we